And now, ladies and gentlemen, at 8:14, it's time for Living Gracefully. He's been living very quietly alongside me this morning. Todd Dougherty in the house from Woodland Terrace. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning, Pat.
How are you this morning?
I'm doing great. And Woodland Terrace is not closed today.
There you go. Good for you.
One of the few.
One of the few places. Yeah, it's about the only thing that's open, right?
Yeah, thanks. Well, thanks to all the amazing people that work in long-term care that are out in this weather to come into work to take care of people that
absolutely.
We don't have the option to close. So thank you to everyone.
Yep. Yeah, it's not the kind of place that you can close, is it?
It is not.
It's pretty much the same as like the radio station, you know. We have to be here.
So. It is.
So we wanted to talk today about some home and health tips for seniors. I know you've done your homework again and found some excellent advice, so let's get at it.
You know, there's a great link on our woodlandterrace.com resource section to a great article. I'm going to start at the end of the article, actually, what they talk about. And they talk about being prepared for stuff like we're dealing with today. So it may be a little too late for some of the tips in here, but it's really important, I think, to make sure that we are looking out for our neighbors. It's not just an age-related thing. You know, look out for each other.
Anybody.
Pay attention to each other. Make sure if you are at home that you kind of always have those things that you would need on standby. It's important to make sure you have a list of emergency numbers. So you have right in front of you who you need to contact if there's any kind of emergency. I live in a house that has two 25-year-old HVAC systems. So I'm very aware in weather like this,
I'm very susceptible to losing heat. Do not give up now. I promise I'll be good.
and I have HVAC people on speed dial on my phone. So it's important to have those important numbers handy.
But, you know, you joke, but that is, you know, if you are worried about something happening, why not put it in the phone so it's ready? So you've got it all at your fingertips.
It is. And, you know, and obviously maybe it's too late to do it today. But, you know, one of the things that we did is we put Nest thermostats in our house. They will notify me when the temperatures drop because we are susceptible to our HVAC systems going out because they're old.
Yep.
So we know that they need to be replaced sooner than later. So then we also put in that extra technology that would alert us when we're not home so we can stay on top of proactively taking care of any problem before you walk home to a 32 degrees house.
Exactly. I saw somebody ask, you know, will my Nest work? My Wi-Fi's down. My furnace isn't going to stop, is it? I said, no, thermostat still works. You just can't do it from your phone.
Yes.
If you don't have your Wi-Fi up.
So it's important that you just, you know, we always talk about this, you're just making sure you have the flashlight, the candles, all those different things you would need, not just during the winter emergencies, but any kind of emergency power outages, sure. Whatever it may be.
Your go bag, you know, the kit.
It was interesting, too, because this keeps coming up in different things we talk about, but the importance of building a close circle of family and friends. There was a 2012 study that was done by the National Academy of Sciences, that basically said isolation has a marked impact on the mortality rate of people above 52 years of age. So it's not just 70, 75, right. 80, 85, 90-year-olds. It's the study showed that it was anyone 52 and older. So it's really important that we build that close circle of friends around us and family. And that we're checking on each other. You know, we're checking in on health. We're checking in, make sure people have what they need, make sure they're okay. Some other tips for both your home and health. There are lots of different things that we could do easily to make sure we're staying healthy. So we can do exercise at home, making sure we're going to the doctor regularly and having our checkups done. When we're going to the doctor and having our checkups done on a regular basis, those appointments can better help us decide what we need to be spending our time doing at home to making sure we're staying healthy. So what I might need to be doing may be different than what you need to be doing. And talking to our doctors and going to our doctors on a regular basis will give us better insight. You know, do I need to change my eating habits? Do I need to exercise more? Do I need more cardio? You know, what is it that I need to do?
Did you see the story in the last week of an elder woman who lived at home alone? And she decided that she was tired of being overweight and she didn't have a treadmill or anything. She just walked around her house. She walked through her kitchen and living room repeatedly. She lost something like 20 pounds or something
I did see that.
Wasn't that amazing?
That
I mean, it's just
incredible.
Proof that if you set your mind to it, you can do it.
Yep. And the importance of moving. The importance of just moving.
Yes, exactly.
I actually saw that article and was trying to figure out when that time came what my path was in my house that would allow me to continuously walk.
See, which is the reminder that if it's cluttered, you're going to have to clear the path so that you can do that.
Reduce the risk of falls.
Exactly.
Another thing to help monitoring with health, there's lots of different devices. I can't even begin to go into all the different devices that exist out there, but you can do some quick research, ask your doctor. There are devices now that will measure your blood pressure for you, that will measure your pulse ox for you. Some of these actually can even tie in digitally back to your doctor, so they get the information fed automatically when it's monitoring that information. So they're able to keep tabs on you remotely and can check in with you if there's an issue. There's just a lot of different things we have access to today that
the
weren't
even technology. It's amazing.
It is.
You know, to be able to be, you know, your doctor can keep an eye on you even when he doesn't know he's keeping an eye on you until all of a sudden it pops into his timeline.
Yep. And there's also some, I don't know how readily available it is at this point, but the pharmacy that we use at Woodland Terrace, they actually, up in the Traverse City area, they're doing a pilot program where they have dispensers in people's homes. And so it automatically is set to dispense the medication at a set time. There is a scale where the medication is dispensed, and so it's able to alert you if that medication has not been taken out of the place where it's dispensed.
Okay.
And so you can set those alerts up so it's alerting you yourself. You can set up so it's alerting you and a family member or a friend, so people are able to better monitor medication administration. So there's some neat technology that's kind of being piloted out there.
That's cool.
That's kind of interesting to pay attention to, too, because that's, you know, eating, medication, and isolation are three of the biggest reasons why we end up seeing people at Woodland Terrace.
Well, the best part about that is that not only do you get the reminder that it's time to take the medication, but you also avoid over-medication, you know, where, you know, if you're just tipping the bottle and you realize, oh, no, I took three of those already today and I was only supposed to take one or whatever, you know.
Yes.
If it's a controlled dispensation.
You know, and we'll see, too. So we run into this with my dad. My mom will set up my dad's medications for him. And if you're not necessarily monitoring that, you know, my dad's not sure if he's taking it, if he's not taking it.
Yeah.
So this is another way of just making sure, you know, it's another level of, you know, scrutiny over someone.
Awesome technology.
It is. Convenient exercising. There's lots. We talked about this walking around your house.
Yeah.
There's lots of different exercise. We do exercise programs at each of our campuses, and they're kind of tailored to our residents. So you don't have to be up and mobile and running around to be able to do exercise programs. A lot of our exercises that we do at work are chair-oriented exercises.
Mm-hmm.
So they're exercises people are able to do sitting in their chair. So there's lots of different things you can do to kind of tweak your exercise program based on what you're able to do.
And of course, there's always that, you know, that one excellent one that's, you know, the chair exercise where you push yourself away from the table so that you're not eating.
Yes.
Always like that one, right?
Just some important things as we get older. It's important for everyone. Smoking is something important to look at to quit smoking. Making sure we're eating well, making sure that we're staying up on our immunizations and our health screenings. Making sure that we're managing stress. That just because we're retired and I'm 75 years old does not mean that I don't have stress. You know, I look at my mom who is 75, and I think that sometimes, you know, managing my dad causes her stress. And so I think it's important that you make sure you're staying in tune with stress. It's not just work-related. It's also life-related. And make sure you're getting the appropriate help. Stay close to family and friends. One of the other big things, especially this time of year, all times of year, but especially this time of year, is staying hydrated. It is so easily to get dehydrated, and it.
Thanks for the reminder.
As
I got
you're
my
drinking water.
Water,
and I'm drinking Dr. Pepper. So staying hydrated with water is extremely important, and especially as we get older, because the way that impacts us is so much more significant than if you're 20 or 30 years old.
Exactly. All great advice, and you can find that detailed list at woodlandterrace.com.
Yes, down in the resource tab.
All you got to do is check that out. And if you feel that you have a situation where you need to avail yourself of the team at Woodland Terrace, you're always welcome to stop and visit. Might be a little rough to go today, but hey, you know, if you're in the neighborhood, you're welcome to check, right?
Welcome to stop by anytime. You're welcome to call anytime. There's a form on the website you can fill out to get more information. However is easiest for you.
It's an excellent way for you to be among those who are living gracefully. All right, Todd Dougherty. Thank you much, my friend.
Thank you, Pat.
Have yourself a great day and safe travels.
Thanks, you too.
All right.